I just totally lost what I found, and now I gotta start over.
Jesus.
I'm ready to go, though.
It's
That's
not
not
too hot and it's not too cold.
call Ghostbusters, and they're in control.
You.
Don't think that's the way it goes. I think it's You're close.
We did the same thing.
There's, I was gonna say, I feel like you just did the same thing, but higher pitch.
Right, I
And
just listen.
ours goes ding ding
No, no, no,
ding.
no, no, no.
Yeah, you don't. You know, totally different. Totally different.
They are different.
I am ready to go.
Come on, give it to the new guy.
Dance, Robin.
Yeah, I was not impressed.
That show bores me the heck out.
Look at you, Justin, connecting the dots.
They've got to cram a lot of really cool stuff into each one.
I like it, the blue bride.
Learning so much right now.
Well, that's my contribution.
Boom. Done. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, geeks of all ages, welcome back to the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm Justin Cavender, and with me, as always, is Amanda, freaking David Edmondson, and special guest this week is our good friend Kyle, who likes to play video games with us and lick our chest and kiss open mouth.
Especially the chest licking. That's my
exactly. How are you doing today? All of you. Kyle.
I like that I got both names like I was in trouble. Like my mom's going to come out with like a broom and say, "You get inside right now, David."
I know. I never really do full names. Sometimes I do my full name. But Amanda's secret. She's got a crazy Japanese name.
Yeah, it's got like three X's.
Like Yamaha.
Well, plus she's the only girl, so she might get like crazy stalkers following her if you get like the last name on there.
If you are a stalk, you can email her at amanda@geeklegacy.com. You don't need the last name for that.
Or follow her at, what is it, like Rico57823?
516.
There you go.
Reiko516.
What is 5-1? Your birthday is not 516, is it?
She's a droid.
Nope.
What is the significance of 516?
Were there 515 other Ricos?
It's the address I grew up at.
Oh. People are connecting the dots.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
I was going to say, now we know what secret security password.
Oh, jeez.
You are the stupid.
No, I'm the smart. I'm smart and I want respect.
See?
Does anybody know what that's from?
Nope.
Nope.
Godfather Part 2.
Two.
No. Fredo. Who is not exactly smart and does not have any respect.
It doesn't really end well for him either.
No. Anyway.
No, it was you, Fredo.
Dave, I hear you are outraged. Women.
Outraged.
Comics. You have a problem with them. They need to be written off or just have big boobs and be naked on every page.
Negative.
Oh, boy.
Let's preface this real quick with David has no problem at all with women in comic books. At all. Loves them.
Naked.
Naked is a plus. Not necessary.
Do they have to have the black bars covering their boobs or can we actually see boobs?
I prefer like electrical tape X's over the nipples. I find that oddly erotic. I don't know if it's the black like shiny tape or just that I'm a perv, but I like that. But that's neither here nor there.
You got to rip it off fast though, so there's not those black wiry hairs on their nips because that's just not attractive.
Well, what I like to do, I like them to sunbathe like for like hours, and so when I do take them off, they have like it's like the anti like it's all like white and fresh there, and it's like an X, and it's like that's naughty.
Like 80s porn.
Like 80s porn,
they
or like
tan lines,
or like that show Tech War. Did you ever see the William Shatner short Tech War from like late 90s? It was on like WB. Terrible show, but what they did is they tried to get around the censors. Is they had naked chicks, but they like removed the areola in post, and so it was just like boobs. But it
without
was
without the best part. I mean,
but it was like on like Channel 13, like 8 o'clock at night, and I'm like, dude, it's like the closest. This is pre-internet. This is. You know, I'm still going through my dad's underwear drawer looking for stuff or like stealing the Victoria's Secret catalog from like my neighbor's garage before they can get it or something like that.
Or
so, you know.
The channel 53 and moving the antenna so you can like look sideways and get that one boob in there that.
The purple.
The blurry.
Yeah, the purple.
It's like purple and green and black. All kinds of weird colors going on.
But it was enough and you're like, and done.
Yeah. Ours is channel 99. It wasn't 50, whatever.
Oh, yeah?
No. Yeah.
Mine was in the 50s somewhere. Or maybe mine was 47. Oh, well. If you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, yeah. Joss Whedon, director of such great films as Serenity and the Avengers and terrible television like Angel, Buffy, Dollhouse, fill in the blank, has decided that everyone likes the Avengers just too much, and he's kind of got to take it down a peg, because I think he really wants to like hit a home run with Avengers 3, and so I think he's afraid that Avengers 1 was so great that if he goes straight to greater with Avengers 2, that he won't have the chutzpah left in his tank to get to great est for Avengers 3. So I think he wants to tank Avengers 2 Age of Ultron, because he's recently sat down with Nerd HQ and decided that he wants to increase, I said increase, which means more, the amount of time that Black Widow and Hawkeye are on screen. So let's just recap real quick. So we have 7 Avengers. 5 of them we love, 2 of them we tolerate. The 2 we tolerate are now going to get more screen time than some of the big 5. Plus, he's also bringing in 2 new ones. He's bringing in the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. So give them more time. If you want to give a girl more time, give it to Quicksilver. She's got powers. She's interesting. She's got a Russian accent. And she's Magneto's daughter, for Christ's sake. I don't know. What do you guys think? Black Widow, yay or nay? I know she's pretty to look at. But
wait, does that have to do with money at all? Like, maybe because they don't cost as much as, like, Iron Man? Or is it the fact, I mean, if they're giving Robert Downey Jr. $1 billion or $40 million, whatever it is, do you think that maybe in his contract that says that he only has to be on screen for X amount of minutes? Is that possible?
I would say if it was just Iron Man and Black Widow and Hawkeye, I could kind of see your point to where, like, maybe he's just kind of overdoing stunts. But, I mean, even if you want to decrease Iron Man's role, which would be terrible, and I don't think Robert Downey Jr. said that he'll do Avenger movies forever, even though he's done with Iron Man, I think that you could still beef up Captain America, Hulk, Thor, freaking Nick Fury, for all I care about, anybody but Hawkeye and Black Widow.
Right.
So,
I could do with less Captain America. He's pretty lame. But...
I didn't say that. That was Kyle, by the way.
Now there are 2 of you.
Yeah, we ganged up. You need to back up.
Let's put that out. Get everyone familiar with Kyle's voice. That was Kyle that said, I could do without Captain America. He is boring.
Yeah, me. No, but I hear. I mean, I thought that was when they did like a minute breakdown. She was actually pretty high up there. I thought Hawkeye by far had like 12 minutes in the movie last time. So I thought she was pretty prevalent in the last one, as far as when you did like a minute breakdown on by character. Mm-hmm. I didn't think she was too low on there, but
I liked her scene with the Russian guys where she was like being interrogated. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
But I didn't like her bit with Loki and the whole, oh, there's red in my ledger. I thought that was dumb.
Or a fight with a Hulk.
Yeah, that seems stupid too.
Yeah, so I understand Joss Whedon is all about, you know, empowering women, and that is great that a huge director, you know, has a social conscience, and he understands that women are underrepresented in the superhero genre, and he wants to fix that. You know, his daughter says Black Widow's her favorite character, and you know, so on and so forth. I just think that there are enough female superheroes, especially ones that are Avengers and who, like in the case of the Scarlet Witch, will be in the Avengers 2. I mean, if he wants to increase the amount of screen time for women, maybe give, you know, Black Widow the same amount of screen time, or maybe less, if you want to take my opinion. But what do I, you know, what does Joss Whedon know? He only makes Avengers that makes $1.5 billion. I'm sure he knows nothing. And then just increase, you know, Scarlet Witch. You know, there you go, bam. 2 female superheroes on a team. Not since Storm and Rogue have we had such a powerhouse of femininity in a superhero film.
Why do we have Black Widow in the first place?
Because she's Scarlett Johansson.
Because she doesn't have superpowers, but she's able to keep up with the big boys.
Right.
She's interesting because of that.
Is she?
I also think he had mentioned that since she's not an actual superhero, she doesn't have some of the moral high ground that these other guys have to stick to. So she can do, you know, the bad stuff.
Right. Plus she's a redhead, and we know that they do shady stuff.
But, I mean, that's the whole point of S.H.I.E.L.D., is that S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't superheroes. That's why we have, you know, Nick Fury and all those people. So why isn't she just, like, an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. and, like, she stays in the helicarrier?
I don't know.
Like the broad from How I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, like Kobe Smulders. She bakes cookies and, like, calls Nick Fury out on like everything and just gives him a bitchy look all the time. Like, oh, Nick, you can't do that. Barney. Sorry.
You're the worst.
They should play. I think that Colby Smulders and Black Widow should play keep away with Nick Fury's eye patch, but in their underwear. I think that would be fun.
I think Agent Hill, Colby Smulders, I think she's hotter than Scarlett Johansson.
Do you? I think her hair is pulled back way too tight in the Avengers.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Because she's uptight.
I get that, and I don't like it.
She needs to let loose.
Yeah.
A couple martinis. And...
Yeah, she needs to hang out on the flight deck and just kind of let it all hang out for a little
bit. A little shore leave?
Yeah. You know, go into port every once in a while, see what's happening.
I like it.
Did I also read this correct, though? They're also up in the time on Hawkeye in this film as well? Avengers 2?
Correct.
So, once again, who cares about that? To me, that was the bigger, like, boo.
Amanda likes Jeremy Renner. She said so. What did she say? I think I have a quote here. I am totally okay with more Jeremy Renner.
Amanda, did you like
yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
I love Jeremy Renner. He's the best.
Finding man.
I like him too. I like
enjoyed the Bourne Legacy of him. Yes.
Wasn't too bad. I wasn't ready for that movie to end. There's like a motorcycle chase, and then they're on a boat, and then it's credits.
Yeah, I forgot how it ended. I knew I just watched it like 3 days ago as well, and I don't know how it ended.
Yeah, it just kind of ends. It just ends.
Yeah, we were in the theater, and like all of a sudden it plays that music at the end. I'm like,
the Moby music?
That's like the end of the movie, I think. And Amy's like, oh, it can't be over. This has got to be something else. And then like credits. I'm like, well, I guess we just get our stuff and go now.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Just kind of stopped.
Setting it up for another one.
Yeah, there was no slowdown time. Mm-hmm. Just kind of ended.
Too bad. But
I like Jeremy Renner and SWAT.
Yeah.
But really, the reason I was asking, like, why do we have Black Widow in the first place is, well, there are so many other female superheroes in the Avengers, then why did they pick Black Widow?
Because she was in Iron Man 2.
Well, I was also going to throw out
she was in Iron Man 2.
But I'm not up on all the comic book versions of all these things. So was she even part of this whole series in the comics? Or was they just picked her because Scarlett's hot and why not? Like, does she have any relevance to the comics?
They signed her on for Iron Man 2, they got her to agree to an Avengers movie if it happened.
Yeah, I'm sure. And she's Black Widow is in the comics as an Avenger. And anyone who's seen Scarlett Johansson in tight black leather pants from Iron Man 2 was like, you know, we should put her in Avengers. Or at least her butt.
The rump part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not going to complain. I mean, I like looking at her, but I would prefer to see more of like Hulk or Thor or Iron Man. But whatever.
Well, they all get their own movies, except for Hulk.
I know, but I'm just saying that I jump at the chance to see more of them.
Yeah.
So you're probably really excited about Captain America Winter Soldier because that's Captain America and Black Widow sharing a movie.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Jeff and I are going to go see it together so we can just fall asleep.
It's going to be a good one.
You guys are waiting in line right now.
I am excited about Thor. The trailer is pretty intense looking. And you don't even see any bad guys, really. It's just kind of all like
built up. I have been very vocal about the fact that I don't give a crap about Thor, but that trailer actually made me give a crap.
There you go.
Doesn't Thor do it? Thor doesn't do it for you, or
nope? I thought that first movie was stupid.
What?
Oh, you crazy? You crazy?
What?
But Chris Hemsworth doesn't do it for you? The guy who plays Thor?
Up until he went to Earth, I was on board that movie, and then he went to Earth.
Oh, you don't like that. I typically don't like that kind of thing either. I think it cheapens it when all of a sudden it has to take place in a small desert town. It's like, okay, you just saved several $100 million on your budget because it takes place at a 7-Eleven in the middle of nowhere. And I did enjoy seeing Asgard and the other Ice World or whatever the hell it was called.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Learn his lesson, though.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. But, I mean, I would think that the second one's going to take place more on on Asgard and then that dark world.
I just felt it was a very poorly written second act. And
oh, really? I enjoyed
the whole part. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole relationship between him and Natalie Portman was just, like, blah to me.
What?
Well, I think Kenneth Branagh, who directed it, I think he did really good. Like, I never like really read Thor, but when I listened to Jeff and Tyler on the Comic Corner podcast, Rick Legacy, they keep raving about Thor, and I'm like, I gotta check this out. And I read it, and Thor is a pretty funny comic book.
Well, it's different now. It's really good. Like, yeah, they started a new storyline and everything with like that God Slayer dude.
Uh huh.
And it's pretty good. Like, the first like 8 issues are amazing.
Yeah, so I'm on board. I'm pretty excited about Thor. And it's funny you mentioned that they don't like talk about bad guys in the trailer, because there's like 9 bad guys in this movie. Because Christopher Eccleston from Doctor Who, he's gonna be like the main villain. And then they got the Mr. Echo from Lost is gonna play a villain. And then, you know, we still have Tom Hiddleston as Loki, but I think he's gonna be more friend than foe. And there's one other one. It's the third villain. So yeah, it's funny that they haven't broached on really story or villains yet.
Yeah, some chick. Some girl. There's a girl villain, too.
So the girl from Man of Steel, probably?
I don't know. I
think she's going to be the new It villain.
Yeah, but I just think in the trailer they don't show a whole lot of, if at all.
Right. Yeah, it's just surprising with as many villains as they have that they haven't said, like, bad guys.
It's like Gazera.
Sick. Sick. Sick boo-boo sick. Good.
Yeah. Anyway. Marvel movies.
Moving on.
Okay, yeah, let's move on. Wolverine came out on Friday. Not all of us saw it, but that's okay. You guys aren't missing much. I gotta say, I was bored a couple of times. It's 2 hours and 16 minutes. And there were a couple of fights that were pretty cool, but I just couldn't get into it. And I really don't know why. I think it kind of felt like it was in the same setting, like, the whole time. You know, he's in Tokyo, but it just always felt like they were in the same spot, so I didn't really like that.
Yeah, every comic that Wolverine ever goes to Japan is like a snooze fest. I don't know if it's the locale or if it's just the fundamental change in Wolverine when he's, you know, in Japan, but I get so bored whenever he's in Japan, he's going by Logan or whatever Japanese name he makes up that week. I just tune out. I just get so bored, and I don't know. I think I had the same reaction as you.
Isn't it also he's trying to get away from some of the things that he's done in his past and all that kind of stuff, so he's not really being Wolverine?
Well, he was, in a sense. At the beginning, he's kind of he's like a mountain man. Right. He's out in the middle of nowhere in the woods, but then he gets tracked down by this nice lady who says, hey, the guy that you saved 60 years ago, he's dying, and he wants to say goodbye and pay his final respects. So then he hops on a plane and heads to Tokyo. And then there he realizes that, you know, he is the Wolverine, and he has to do what he's got to do. He's a soldier. There's no running from it. This is what he does. In the meantime, he meets up with a chick who is engaged to one guy, in love with another, but sleeps with him. You know, it's one of those type of deals.
That old, you know.
That old chestnut. So, yeah, and then, you know, he loses his power a little bit. Well, not that it's lost, but it's kind of suppressed. But in the end, he gets it back, and he swipey-swipe and kills some fools, and then it's over.
Loses some metal some places.
Yes, okay. Boom, interesting plot point. So can I just spoil a little bit? You guys don't care, do you?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, so his claws get chopped off. He gets declawed, as it were.
What?
Yeah, this crazy adamantium samurai with a huge sword chops off his claws. And so when they come back out of his skin again, they're bone, like they were when he was a kid. And pre-dip, I guess you could say. And so the movie ends with him not having adamantium claws, but bone claws. So he needs to schedule a trip to the adamantium spa to get another dip.
Which confused me in the after credit scene, because he had the bone claws, but then he was being affected. I don't know if he wants to.
Well, because the rest of his body is still adamantium.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And then I remembered that he didn't lose all his adamantium.
Right. Okay, so then after the credits is the bridge to the new X-Men movie, Days of Future Past, and it has Wolverine's going to the airport, and he's at like the metal detector part, and of course it's going to beep, but then he loses control of his body, and he turns around, and it's Magneto. Eric Lyncher's there in regular clothes, and then time kind of, people stop moving, so then Wolverine realizes, shit, there's more to this, and then here comes Professor X on his little motorized cart, and he's like, oh, you know, you're not the only one that has the power to heal, and shit's about to get real, and we gotta talk. And then, in the meantime, there's like Trask logos on the TV and the Way of the Future kind of thing, and Trask is the company that builds the Sentinels. So there's your bridge for the next movie.
I was really hoping that Peter Dinklage, they were gonna have, he was gonna be shown in the little Trask spots.
Uh-huh, that'd have been cool.
Yeah, just because they still haven't officially said that's who he's gonna be. I mean, I think that's the overwhelming assumption, but it'd be funny if he just showed up, little guy's like, I did it!
Right. Or if he was, like on some news channel was like interviewing him or something, so you just
yeah.
him spotlight or something like that. That would
yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But now you know that Trask is what has to do with the next movie.
Yeah. And it was cool because it was Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart as Professor X and Magneto. So
yes. So they do have to explain how Professor X is back to being his non, what do you call it?
He got, dead self?
Yeah. He got vaporized in the three.
Yeah, Jean Grey unmade him.
Yeah.
She unmade his reality to where he never existed.
But wasn't the point of Future Past that it's like a alternate timeline?
Right, it is. Okay. It is. And Wolverine, and they said at the press conference that Wolverine is the one that's going to be jumping through time. And so it is possible on some level that the Professor X that we saw at the end of the Wolverine is one that has already been restored because of events that have happened.
Right.
Kind of like what came first, chicken or the egg.
Right, or just like the J.J. Abrams version of Star Trek.
Because then Magneto, remember, Magneto lost his powers at the end of 3, too, even though he kind of started to get him back at the after credit stinger.
Right. You know, he he's able to, before he was moving a chess piece, now he's able to stop Wolverine in his tracks, so
yeah,
enough of his powers come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
Have to get real.
It was okay. I'm in no rush to watch the Wolverine again. I think I did enjoy it more than the one that came out in 2009, but
Origins.
Yeah, actually, I'd say it was more of a tie because Origins, at least it had Sabretooth, and I think that he was a really cool villain. But
yeah, I really liked parts of it. I liked Leif Schreiber. Is that his name? Leif Schreiber.
Yeah.
It was like, I always mess up his last name. I think he was just like the most awesome Sabretooth ever, and I loved Deadpool at the beginning, you know, where you saw like smartass and like people are dead. I didn't really so much like him when he had like everyone's power at the end, but I really liked Liev Schreiber as Sabretooth.
Yeah,
worth the price of admission.
I was gonna say, so is it worth going to go see in a theater?
Or I don't should think I wait? So. No, I think you can see it, you know, on your Redbox or your Apple TV or whatever the hell it is that you use. You will be fine.
Get it in Redbox next April before you next May before you see Days of Future Past.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I mean, it did okay. What'd it make, like 40 million?
55. Yeah, made 55 million in the box office, which was right around estimates. Estimates had it, or tracking had it between 45 and 60. So you know, it almost got to the upper echelon. It made more than Origins made its first weekend. So you know, it's a success.
Cool.
And obviously, it'll be huge. It'll do huge overseas numbers. You know, Japan will kill it because it's set in Japan. It's got, you know, that I think that's one of the more interesting aspects of the Wolverine is that aside from Hugh Jackman, it's like an entirely unknown Japanese cast, and like almost a third of the movie's in Japanese.
Yeah, without subtitles too. A lot of times there's no subtitles. I was like, wow, okay. I think they said 10. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, each knees. Cool, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. So that was fun. I need to brush up on my Japanese next time.
Did you get any fun trailers before the Wolverine?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did. And there's a couple that I want to talk about. First, I wanted to mention Elysium. You guys know that I'm a sucker for that that guy, what's his name?
Neil Blomkamp?
Yeah, there you go. And there's just one thing I don't really get on the trailer. Like, what's her name? Jodie Foster?
Jodie Foster.
Okay, so she's like a realtor showing off property, but then in the next scene, she's like in a commanding chair saying, like, attack the approaching ship. It's like she's like a woman of many hats. She's like in charge of Elysium, and she also is a real estate agent. I don't quite get that.
Correct. I think when she's showing off Elysium, I think she's doing it to like either someone from like the press or like someone who's thinking of like buying like a lot of real estate or something like that. I don't think she's like
that's not her day job.
She's not like the Remax lady who puts like those pads of paper in your front in your mailbox.
People get like magnets and stationery and all kinds of shit with their face on.
Right. Well, what's interesting too is I read that Matt Damon and Jodie Foster are only in one scene together. And in that scene, Matt Damon's got a ball gag in his mouth the whole time. So they don't even get to act against each other. So I was kind of surprised to hear that they weren't going to have like some big epic face-off. But
I'm pretty sure you just sold him on the movie, too. You know Justin's going to go see it now. There's a ball gag in it.
Yeah. Matt Damon and a ball gag tied to a table. Justin's already in line.
Yes, I am. It's kind of my thing. I used to do a podcast with a ball gag, but it's hard to understand me.
It's a little one-sided.
Yeah. So there's that. Okay, so Elysium. Yeah, want to see it. Check it out. Looks fun. And then, what was that other one? The 47 Ronin?
Yes.
Yes.
That looks fun. as I say terrible. Laughing. I don't know. I think I like samurais, and I know I like Keanu Reeves, so you put the two together, and that seems like a recipe for awesome.
Well, it was supposed to come out in February.
What?
It was supposed to come out February in the past.
But we're past that.
Yes, we are.
Why isn't it out? Why? I don't know. I don't even own this movie by
that
now.
It's only going to be
in a theater for like 5 minutes before it goes to video.
Yeah. It's already on video, probably. But yeah, it was supposed to come out like February 28th of 2013.
Huh.
Yeah.
Any reason it got pushed back? Because I mean, that's usually kind of scary.
It probably didn't test well, and they had to reshoot the whole thing.
Yeah, I gave the standard answers, you know, like reshoots, and you know they want to get the perfect film out there, I think the answer they gave initially was that it was such a good movie they didn't want to bury it in like the February market where studios dump films that aren't Oscar bait and aren't summer movies, and that they wanted to get it in the big summer season, and now it's not even coming out in the summer season, so.
So in the trailer, did they give any explanation why we got the good old white man samurai thing going on again? The Tom Cruise syndrome?
I have no idea. Maybe his boat crashed.
Okay.
It's a Civil War veteran who decided to go overseas and then like to kill the samurai and then join them.
Yeah.
Mating with their women.
I have no idea. I was half paying attention during the trailer. I feel like I missed something.
Well, Amanda's our resident samurai expert. Maybe she can chime in.
Yeah, what do you got?
About samurai?
Yeah.
She has turned us off.
I'm like, I didn't watch The Wolverine, and I think 47 Ronin looks stupid.
Wow.
And done.
Now, a Ronin is a samurai without a master. I can't believe that one guy can't, out of these 47 samurai, one of them doesn't rise up and just become the master of all of them.
Yeah. And then just be 47
samurai.
That's
not how it works.
Are you sure?
Maybe you can explain to us how it works.
Yeah, you got a degree in samurai studies.
No, I didn't.
They don't know that. You got your degree in samurai studies.
We're trying to throw them off the trail. You gave your address a little bit ago.
Yeah.
This movie looks so dumb.
Why?
It's just, I don't know. It's like... What was the tagline again? Seize Eternity or something?
That sounds right.
That is like, probably correct.
I don't even know how you do that.
Any sense. What Eternity? They do not mention Eternity once in the trailer, except when that tagline comes up.
Maybe it's
I don't even understand what they're trying to do.
Maybe it's like a history thing, like be immortal because, you know, us 47 dudes are going to take on 48 dudes.
Yeah.
We're outnumbered.
Anything's possible.
Yeah.
It's like the Asian Alamo.
Exactly. Exactly.
It looks like Sucker Punch.
Alamo.
And you're only going to give him 48? I mean, 47 versus 48 seems pretty even.
It's still uneven.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're samurai. They got
Well, one of them turns into a dragon. These,
it's hard to move in that heavy gear.
Well, give him like 2-1, then I'm down.
Okay. That. It is 47.
Yeah, oh, Matt.
4.
There we go. Now I'm on board.
That's like, there was like twice as many guys. That's a lot of guys.
I had two titties. I got 2, 4, 6 titties. That's a multiplication.
Is this actually supposed to be based on Shushingura?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
True.
Really?
She just used a word I've never heard.
Correct.
She's using that education on us.
I know. She busted it out.
If what you said is that word I put in my post that I copied from the internet, yes.
So, Shushingura is like a really popular Japanese story. Because, well, I mean, it was like an actual event in Japan when, like, so samurai are like in service of like the equivalent of like a feudal lord, like they're called daimyo, and their daimyo had to commit seppuku because he like assaulted some other daimyo or something. And, or maybe it was, like, just some, like, and whatever. Anyway, he committed some crime, and he was forced to commit suicide, and they plotted to get revenge for what they felt was the unjust suicide of their lord. And then after they succeeded, they killed themselves.
Dude, spoiler alert! I wasn't done with my chuchuki.
Maybe Keanu Reeves doesn't kill himself, so the story gets out.
I doubt that they're gonna kill themselves.
And then we go into The Last Samurai. That's the tie-in. It rolls right in.
I like it. Yeah, Trick will come riding in and is.
But there's no way that this ridiculous-looking movie is in any way.
It's a play on that word you said that started with CH. except in this one, the daimyo. Is that, did I say it right? Daimyo?
Daimyo.
Okay. Well, you said.
Daimyo.
Daimyo.
The donkey's going to die.
Gotcha. Their master is either betrayed and killed by the evil guy, and then all the evil people can turn into, like, monsters. So it's based on that word you said, not an actual retelling of it.
Well, see, all great stories have their embellishments. So there you go.
All I know is I was bought in once I saw Keanu Reeves fighting Sloth from the Goonies. I was in.
If I never have to see Keanu Reeves in another movie again, it'll be too soon.
I will watch every Keanu Reeves movie ever made to support him because he's an amazing person.
Exactly. I concur, Dave.
I too have a troubled sister, and it makes me feel good that he looks out for his sister.
I have two. But they both listen to the podcast.
Don't out them. But I will support Mr. Keanu Reeves because I love my sister.
Well, plus, hasn't he had like a whole bunch of other bad things happen to him? I mean, it sounded like his life wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Best.
Yeah, his girlfriend died, or his girlfriend and him got pregnant. Well, she got pregnant, and the baby was born stillborn, and then like a year later. His girlfriend.
Hey, let's just bring it down.
Yeah.
His girlfriend ended up dying, and then a lot of bad stuff.
That's why he went to Japan to get away from all of it, and then he got recruited into the samurai group.
You learned kung fu.
Yeah. So, ipso facto, he's a samurai.
So everyone go support Keanu Reeves. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Especially he's Donnie Utah.
Yeah, he's Donnie Utah.
Cool.
Anything else? From your trailer?
Oh, yeah.
About a Japanese movie?
The Grandmaster. That's it's Wong Kar-wai. And Kyle and I both love him. He's an awesome filmmaker. He did Fallen Angels.
In the Mood for Love.
And Happy Together. Does some good stuff. And also, Tony Leung's in it, too. And he's a really good actor. And he's kind of in his movies. So that's cool. But anyway, this is like the guy that trained Bruce Lee. It's his movie. It's his story. You know, cause somebody had to train Bruce Lee to be all cool, and it was this guy. and he's the it guy. He's bad at it.
He's the that guy.
And Zheng Ziyi's in it. You might remember her from Ichikrach. She was the young girl with that stole the sword there, that went all crazy trying to kill everybody. And she's really pretty, and we like her. Not sure if she gets naked. I'll let you know after I see it. She probably doesn't.
So, just a question. you might not know, but in the timeline, because, you know, there's Ip Man 1 and 2, is this before, after, middle?
No clue?
Okay.
Did we say Ip Man? So is it it's not IP Man?
It's Ip Man, but yeah, I you can call him IP Man. That's how it's spelled. But
gotcha. I okay. Not trying to make a joke. I didn't know if IP stood for something.
No, it's Ip Man.
Yeah. Okay, Ip Man. So I'll say it right from now on. But isn't it a capital P?
No.
Oh, lowercase P.
Hey, see what you want to see, I guess.
But no, and if anyone hasn't seen those two movies, pretty good. Check them out. I recommend them.
There you go.
He's not the guy who did The Musketeer, is he?
No.
Okay, it's Matrix. I remember that was like Wu Ping's like first like real big American movie. The choreographer, I didn't know if I thought it was some Japanese, not Japanese, some Chinese director's big American movie too. So wasn't sure about the same guy, but it's not. I'll be quiet.
Good.
Not a good movie.
Stop talking. No, it'll be good. Check it out. It's raining and there's fighting.
He has a cool hat.
He's got the hat. He rocks the hat.
Yeah, looks cute.
Mm-hmm. And how? I'm gonna go buy a hat. Every other year I look good in a hat, and this is the other year, so I might as well wear it.
And it's inspired by a true story, so we all know it's 100% historically accurate.
Exactly.
That's what really happened.
And I think that's it for trailers, yo. Oh, Daria. You guys all saw that little trailer?
I did, yeah.
It's all fake, right?
Yeah, it's totally fake. But it's like, spot on.
Right.
Like, it brought back so many memories for me as I was watching it. Oh my god, it makes me want to watch Daria again. I wish it was streaming somewhere.
Dude, it's on Hulu.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, what, dudes?
I'm out. I'll see you later.
Deuces.
Did you ever see the musical episode where the hurricane's coming?
Yeah.
Oh my god, when the dad's like driving and he's singing that song, God, God damn it. God damn it! Oh me, oh my! God, God damn it! I hope that you die! God, God damn it! Oh my god, it is the funniest thing ever. I honestly, for like every day for 2 months, all I ever said was God, God damn it.
The trailer almost made me forgive on Aubrey Plaza for her when she tried to steal Will Ferrell's movie award. Almost made me forgive her for that. Almost.
I don't even remember that.
Like on the MTV Movie Awards, remember, like, he was giving a speech and like she had like hashtag to-do list wrote a marker on her chest, so every time like people would like look at her and stuff like that, it'd see hashtag to-do list, which is her movie that's coming out soon. And then she tried to steal Will Ferrell's award.
Kyle doesn't like her.
Yeah, she's a big old pass.
Oh yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the Parks and Rec.
Right.
And that's the crazy thing is I love that show. Like, I watched that show probably 4 times on just spam it. But just everything else she does outside of that show, I feel is meh. Just the same old.
What else?
Let's see. Oh, you know what? I'd like to touch on the Warner Brothers press conference from Comic-Con last week, since he was in such a bad mood and I kind of skipped over it.
Touch it.
That movie Gravity, you saw that they released like 3 new clips in the last week for that movie with Sandra Bullock and freaking George Clooney,
mm-hmm.
Alfonso Cuarón or whatever you say his name. Okay, so that movie's in 3D, but it wasn't shot in 3D. It was one of those things where Alfonso actually talked to James Cameron about it, saying, how am I going to do this movie in 3D? The rigs aren't working. I can't shoot with 2 cameras. Sandra Bullock's in a tube the whole time, and it's not working. And he said, well, not a problem. James Cameron's like, this is a perfect example of a movie that you can do 3D conversion in post, which is kind of cool, because they were pretty adamant about making the movie in 3D. They just didn't know how they were going to pull it off and make it look good. But the amount of CGI in the film makes it totally possible. It's kind of nice. Cool.
I just like the idea that people just go to, like, James Cameron's house and, like, have to, like, kiss his ring. He's like, all right, I'll fix this for you guys.
Right. That's kind of cool. Well, I mean, he's a pretty big pioneer. When they first kind of, when they approached James Cameron, George Lucas, and Spielberg about the new 3D technology, and they showed, like, the first couple minutes of episode 4 or whatever. Remember how they did that?
Yeah.
They were like, all right, I'm sold. Cameron kind of went in his little dungeon and just went to town.
Right. It was like 30 execs telling me what you want to do is impossible. You'll never do it. You can't do it. You're wasting your time. It won't happen. And he's like, I'll just go out and make Avatar, the biggest movie of all time, and reinvent how movies are shot in 3D and bring back a whole new medium.
Right.
Stat. And then people would come to my house and kiss my ass and apologize for doubting me.
Yeah.
I like that it's not like whenever people would like go to like Lucas for like, you know, stuff, it was always they went to like ILM or they went to like Skywalker Sound, or if they go to Spielberg, it's they're going to DreamWorks. But whenever it's like James Cameron, they're like, we went straight to James Cameron.
Right.
It's like, I don't need my company to talk for me. I'll do it myself.
Yep. Well, he's one of those hands-on kind of guys, too.
Yeah. Probably why he's made 2 movies in 16 years, but he made 2 good movies. He made the right 2 movies.
So that's kind of cool. And then I had a fun fact about the new Lego movie. You guys have probably seen the trailer for that pop up every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
There's no advertising in that movie. Except for Legos, which is kind of cool. Like, so they're not going to be holding, like, a Coke cup or anything like that. It's just straight-up branding of Lego, which is kind of fun.
That is. It's not going to be, like, Man of Steel to where every shot he's, like, in front of, like, a different department store.
Right.
It's all Sears.
Exactly. I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Lego is, you know what, we're fucking Lego, man. Deal with it. We have our own land and everything.
Yeah. We're not going to brand this movie except in the title.
Oh. So That's interesting, man.
It is.
And then I had one more thing on 300, Rise of an Empire. We all know how we feel about the whole slowing down of action sequences. Sometimes it gets a bit overused. David's best friend, Zack Snyder, is a pretty big advocate of slowing down action sequences. Luckily, it doesn't happen so much in Man of Steel, but when you think of movies like first 300, and then like even like Spartacus on Stars, you know, the whole show is always like slowed down every time there's an action sequence. But what's that director's name? Noam Murrow, I think his name is. I tried asking him, you know, I was like, okay, dude, here's the way 300 was done. Every 5 seconds, the camera was slowed down so we could see everything that the action scene has to offer. But I think it's a tad bit overused. And I think Zack Snyder kind of set this trend for slowing down action sequences. And I don't think I'm in the minority when I say that I'm tired of it. But he kind of dodged the question. He was like, my question was, you know, are we going to see that again in Rise of an Empire? And he's like, well, first of all, I love 300. I think it's a great film. And Zack Snyder, you know, wrote the screenplay for this. And we have 4 big action sequences, 4 big battles that are going to take place in this movie, and you know, there's a lot to capture. There's the weather, there's the ships, there's the sea, there's the actual combat, there's the swords, the sword play, and so you know, it's hard to capture all of that in a few seconds. So I'm like, right away, okay, so he's going to do it all, the whole movie is basically what he's saying.
I think you were not answering my question.
Right. Which, I don't know, I mean, I am excited to see it because I like the idea of the 300 movies, but I think I'm going to get annoyed pretty quickly if it happens over and over and over again.
Right. I think it's cool, like, occasionally, because, I mean, like, sometimes, especially, like, in, like, Transformer movies, like, there's, like, or even in, like, Pacific Rim, there's, like, 45-second chunks where I don't know what's going on. Like, it's just, like, metal moving all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And, but on the flip side, I don't want, like, you know, like a Zack Snyder film, like Sucker Punch or something, to where they do it every 3 minutes, there's another, like, slow motion shot just so we can see, like, the bullet coming out slow and the sword going. But there has to be a medium somewhere.
Right, I agree. Oh, and you know, this is kind of a naval like a naval battle movie. So they're on the ocean quite a bit, and there was no real water on set. So that's kind of fun. When you're watching this movie with all these ships going all crazy, just know that it's all 100% fake.
Fake water.
Yeah. I don't know what they're scared of. How hard is it to build a bunch of boats and get the water to be all crazy?
Mm-hmm. I got a hose in my front yard, my backyard.
Yeah. That'd be funny, just shooting people with a fire hose off camera.
I like it.
What else you got?
I don't know what else you got. Anything happening in...
Some video game news.
Yeah, what you got in video game news?
Yeah, so it's possible that Amazon leaked out a release date for Xbox One.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on their site, they had an Xbox One wireless controller item will be released on November 27th, which is interesting.
What? Isn't that the day before Thanksgiving?
I don't know. Isn't that
it's close.
Here?
Yeah.
So that's a Wednesday. Yeah, probably.
Thanksgiving, yeah. I know Thanksgiving's late this year.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's true. Of course, there's a whole little thing at the end, you know, release date alert. It is subject to change. Official release date is announced, though. That's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
But who knows?
Yeah, that'd be an odd release date.
Hell yeah. I mean, that's like one of the... Especially going into that weekend? F that noise.
Yeah, because usually you want... I mean, the smart money, like the PS3 and the Wii did it, to where they released, you know, like 3 weeks before Black Friday. So they got like 3 weeks of just nonstop sales. And then they went into Black Friday being the hot item. And, you know, then it just carried them all the way through Christmas. So
right.
I have to imagine one of them is going to come out early November. And I would be surprised if both of them do.
Right. Plus, who wants to stand in line for the Black Friday sales just to get your, you know, Xbox or PS3 when everybody else is there for other things as well? You know, it's just going to add to a whole bunch of shenanigans. Right.
The consoles will be gone on that first day. Like, the first round of pre-orders will be, you know, all taken up. So then it will just be games that everyone's trying to get.
Yeah.
By the way, it seems silly.
Very silly. Silly man.
Yeah, there's that. There was that huge announcement about Blizzard paying like $8 billion from Vivendi to buy themselves back from Vivendi, which is kind of huge.
Yeah. We only want to be owned by one person.
Yeah. Vivendi bought them ages ago, so that's kind of a big deal to be their own company again.
So, question, because I'm a nerd and I don't know these things, but is that different than their partnership with Activision?
Or? Activision Blizzard is the one company buying themselves back from Vivendi.
Got it. Okay.
So, yeah, you will still refer to them as Activision Blizzard.
Which is funny, because Blizzard's actually owned, still part of them, is owned by this like small company that made educational games before Universal Vivendi bought them out. There was this guy who was making like interactive like educational Bible software, and he gave Blizzard like their first like $25,000 to like make their first games, and he still owns like this enormous share of Blizzard. And he's just a total silent partner. He's just happy to take his huge paycheck every quarter and not cause any waves.
Yeah,
it's a good gig.
That is a good gig.
Just believe in young people early and give them money and watch it grow.
Yeah. Exposing so if any of you want to be on the ground floor of Geek Legacy, you can give us your $1 billion, and
we'll turn that into a couple K.
Well, that'll get you roughly 20% of Geek Legacy.
Send you a T-shirt, a pin, a group photo.
Good stuff.
I got one with Justin on my shoulders. Send you that one.
Speaking of Blizzard, they are down. Freaking World of Warcraft is down to like 7 million subscribers.
Yeah. Did you also hear about some of the possible like pay to win kind of stuff going on?
Really? Even though they said they never would?
Yeah. They're like introducing certain things. I mean, it's mostly in the Chinese market, but you know, like XP flasks and daily, what are those things you get for dailies?
The item shop or whatever?
Yeah.
It wasn't going to be done in the U.S. market at first. I know that much.
Yeah, but they just released like some helms for transmog, so I only see it getting worse and worse.
Right, I agree. But I mean, realistically, okay, so they're down to 7.7 million subscribers, and you know, the cheapest deal of paying it for like 6 months at a time is still $12 a month. So I mean, that's still a lot of money that they're making.
Oh yeah.
So I mean, compared to any other MMO, it's destroying competition. So yeah,
I don't even think they have any competition.
Exactly. So I mean, 7.7 million is a lot less than the 10 million or even 12 million that it was once at back in like Burning Crusade. But I mean, whoop-de-doo, that's still a ton of money.
Right. But I think that what people are scared of is that like the last time they talked about it was like they were down to 9.6 million. Now it's the next quarter, and they've lost, you know, 22% of their player base. And I mean, I think it's looking for raid. I think that freaking just, I think that killed a lot of people's mojo for World of Warcraft.
Well, I mean, Kyle and I, up until recently, still play. Do you still have an active subscription?
I did. I don't know why I have it, but I just think I'm too stupid to cancel it. And I actually haven't played, I think, in 3 months or more, so I definitely should. Whenever we all did our little mass exodus thing, I haven't played since then.
Led by yours truly.
We needed you, man. Like you said, we needed a villain, and yeah, we needed you to do it.
So, okay,
Ruiner.
I know. I'm Yoko. My subscription ended on like the 18th, July 18th. And so I'm officially done. But we all made the agreement that when the next patch came out, the next content patch, then we would all come back and play to finish the expansion, because we've cleared everything. And it got so monotonous to me, and we weren't having fun anymore. And we were playing with two guys that just kind of killed all the fun for us, at least for me. Couldn't take that shit no more. And I don't know what it is with paladins. You paladins out there just love talking about your abilities. And it's horrible. It is
because we have a lot of them.
I can't take it no more. I mean, all this crap about haste and your hand of this and hand of that and sacrificing this and whatever.
They love to give handies.
Yeah, exactly. Handies in Orgrimmar is what they're good for.
Can't all be huntards.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, I mean, the only MMO that I'm kind of looking forward to is the old Final Fantasy 14 Reborn. Anyone checked out that? Or you
played the beta in that, right?
I did. And I liked it a lot. So, once again, though, I'm pretty easy to impress.
Well, you didn't so, like Guild Wars, though, right?
No, I did not. I only got to, like, 30 or so on that. But it was really, really fun. Maybe it's just because I've always been a huge Final Fantasy nerd as well. So maybe it was just some of the nostalgia kicking in. But
maybe you can help Justin out here. What's the best Final Fantasy game?
Well,
don't say anything, Justin.
There's no wrong answer. There's no wrong answer.
I mean, it's, you know, obviously 7 comes up in there a lot, but personally, I liked 8 a ton.
Dang it! Oh, dang!
Yeah. 8 was great. Although I do think 7 wins just because, you know, it has
it. Yeah.
Whatever. He just
breaking the tie. You can come on this show anytime.
You know what? That's fine. Again, no wrong answer. No wrong answer at all.
No, I love 8 too.
The music in 8 is amazing.
The music in 8, the card game in 8 was good. I just think the final boss was much more epic in 7. So that's kind of where I put that my
process. Dude, in the 8, if you had like the right thing, the right spell, like that aura with your attached to your limit break.
Yeah.
Then you could just do your limit break over and over and over again.
Yeah, I did it 3 times and it was over. And I was like, all right, cool. There goes that.
You go through all 3 stages with the same 3 characters. You're like, boom. Ah, sucker. And then you get this beautiful, like, 20-minute ending.
Yeah.
And like an orphanage. Like,
and it's a happy ending. God damn it. When has there ever been a happy ending?
This is true.
Final Fantasy game. So,
Seven's got a happy ending.
What does?
7 has happy ending.
Yeah, I guess.
Everyone makes it out.
But no one.
The world is healed.
No one dies in 8, though, at all. So it's okay.
That's what I was going to say. The first part of 7 isn't so happy.
Disc 1 is not a happy ending at all.
Yeah, that kind of. Air's Dying kind of came out. Like, actually, when I played it, I was in my teen years, and I was kind of surprised they killed her. I'm like, wait a minute, I just want to date with this broad. Not Sephiroth killed her. I'm like, she's got to come back, right? This is like the dawn of the internet. So like it's like internet's like brand new, and all it is like rumors of like, oh, if you do this, this, and this, you can you can get like the water material and bring Eris back. I'm like,
game FAQs. I tried so many of those dumb things.
Right, Amanda?
Sorry.
No, just giggling.
Do you have a favorite Final Fantasy game, Amanda, or did you not ever play them?
I didn't really play it because I don't like grinding.
You're gonna see that.
I'd like do it for so long, and then I forget what I'm supposed to be doing. Like that happened to me when I was playing Final Fantasy III on the DS. Like I had to spend so much time leveling up that by the time I got to the level that I had set as my goal, I couldn't remember what I was supposed to be doing.
Right, that happens.
And there's no way to figure out what you're supposed to do next because there's not like a quest log or some character that you can go back to who will tell you where to go.
Yeah, that happened to me.
So I just gave up. Yeah.
That happened to me on 8 because the enemies progressed with you. So if you were level like 50, they were level 50. And so they would start using like more advanced magic. So instead of using Blizzard, they'd use like Blizzaga.
Right.
And so I remember I was trying to like get all like the high powered spells. And so I was like after like the first training mission with Seed, I was like level like 96 or something like that. I'm like, and then like, I had no idea what, I'm like, what am I doing in this game again?
Right. Yeah. See, they designed the game to be able to beat it like in the 30s. So you didn't have to do that. They took away the grinding process if you didn't want to do that.
I think I got to disc 3 at level like 14 and then but then I did the reverse and I spent like endless hours in that last disc just getting everything.
Right. Yeah. I went the other way.
Oh, I love it.
So back to the MMO. I was going to ask one question for you guys.
Yeah, 14. I think that it looks fun. I've been watching a lot of videos. Well, I didn't do the beta, though.
What's kind of cool, too, is that the next phase of the beta, the open beta, is going to, like, your characters are going to transfer over to the release. So I was just wondering what your guys' thoughts on that is, you know, people getting ahead of the curve.
I'm okay with that.
Beta. Okay.
Is it open?
It is an open beta, so anybody can do it. But you got to think you have to, in order to get into the beta, I think it's a pre-order open beta kind of thing. Like anybody who pre-orders it gets it, and I could be totally wrong on that.
But and now is it subscription based? Like how
it is.
Final Fantasy 11 was.
It is.
Yes, I have no problem with that as long as it's an open beta, and you know you're not having to pay for the open beta. I think that's fine. If it were closed beta, I'd be against it. But since it's open, you know, if anyone has the chance to do it, they should do it. It's like having the game early.
It is, and that's why I was kind of wondering, though, like, what's the point of a... just release the damn thing if you're comfortable with everybody going for it. And
right. Well, I mean, it's only a month away.
Yeah.
Did you play 11 at all?
I did not, no. It was too hardcore for me. I couldn't handle that, so...
I played it on PS2. I didn't have it on PC. And that was a process, because you had to buy... like that big old hard drive thing on the back. Like, remember it came in a big old box?
Yeah. Right?
And then I ended up getting a keyboard too for it. But it was fun. I had a blast. But the whole thing, you know, the towns were ginormous. And so you did a lot of running. Like, you remember how in World of Warcraft you didn't have your mount to level 40 and that kind of sucked? Major PNOS?
There is no difference. Yeah. I did my fair share of running around.
Yeah.
The only thing they did was they did do a little bit of the Guild Wars 2 fast travel stuff where they have points of interest and you can learn them and then you can travel between them for a fee.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of helped out.
So that's cool. And again, that was my first real MMO. And that was like in 2002 or 3 when I was playing that. And so that was a process. But then by the time I graduated to World of Warcraft, like in 2006 or whatever, I was prepared. And now that with, you know, playing for 8 years worth of MMOs, I'm not scared one bit into jumping into this one. You know how, like, right. We started playing Star Wars or whatever, we just already knew how to play without ever touching it?
Right.
Same thing.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too. I mean, one of my biggest disappointments with other MMOs have kind of been, like, I guess, server latency and just kind of feeling a little bit behind. Mm-hmm. I didn't get that with this, so this felt pretty smooth and pretty good. And obviously all the spells look amazing and all the characters look pretty cool.
Right.
So I think it has a shot.
Cool. I saw this dragon that looked amazing. It was like this kind of almost like a lime green color and it looked really cool.
I think also a lot of people that are more hardcore that left WoW because, you know, quote unquote, it's baby version now, and everybody gets to win. And that's not the case here. The first,
like somebody's bitter.
No, we like easy.
Yeah. Me and him wanted to just walk around with our face on the keyboard and get loot.
Yeah, that's how we play.
But yeah, you know, I thought it was pretty cool that it was pretty challenging. Like, I died a billion times on the first boss encounter that was available to you. So it was cool that it was a little bit harder.
Cool.
Yeah. What else you got? Anything else in the video games?
What have I said? Talked about the Xbox there.
Final Fantasy there.
Wow.
Ni No Kuni.
Oh, yeah. Ni No Kuni. Have you guys played that game?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Holy shit. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch. It is amazing. It's the most adorable little JRPG game I've ever played. It's got the cel-shaded graphics, so it kind of has like the whole like Dragon Ball Z feel to it, and it's very cartoonish. But the story is just adorable. The combat is kind of fun because you have what's called familiars, which is kind of like a ripoff of like Pokemon, where you have these little creatures that do the fighting for you. You can do the fighting yourself. You're this little boy named Oliver, and you're able to tame creatures, or you're able to summon them kind of from your heart. And like, so my guy's a little bitty warrior. And he's adorable, and he's got a sword and shield, and his name's Mighty, and he just beats the shit out of everything. And anyway, it's a really cute story. It takes about an hour of like storytelling at the beginning just to kind of get the ball rolling, but it's pretty engaging. So I wasn't like bored at all. I had a really good time. It's kind of ages 10 and up, so it is definitely a kid's story, but. Lynn and I have been playing together, actually, and she's really enjoying it. She's doing the plane, and I'm just kind of directing her for the sake of that being, like, the map. And if there's kind of a lot going on your screen sometimes in the combat, especially when you're fighting a boss or multiple enemies. So I'll just be like, sub out this guy. You know, you have multiple familiars. You can have, like, three in your wheelhouse at once. And so they have a stamina meter. So if they run out of stamina, then it's game over. So you got to kind of sub them out during combat. Yeah.
And so I was going to ask, that was one of the criticisms my buddy had that got him out of the game, is he felt the AI was too stupid with how they manage their resources, and he always felt like he was having to carry them and or, you know, babysit them on how they used their mana or use their, you know, whatever resource they had.
So now, here's the thing. He's further in the game. I'm only Oliver at this point, but you do get companions. So I'm assuming that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So I was under the impression that it would be like Final Fantasy where you can, you know, press whatever, L1 or R1 to kind of rotate characters. So if you're not happy with how they're doing, then you could take control of them. But I don't know if that's the case. So if he says that he has to babysit them, then I'm assuming that is the case. So I haven't gotten that far. We're about 4 hours in. And so far I'm enjoying the shit out of it. And I'm barely even playing. It's mostly Lynn.
What are you playing it on?
It's a PlayStation 3 exclusive.
Nice. Like on the PlayStation Network, or is it an actual...
Namco Bandai.
Was an actual game you
bought? Yeah, it's a game. In fact, Best Buy has it on sale for $20. Part of the back-to-school sale. I got it for $30, which I thought was a great deal. But right now it is on sale for $20 at Best Buy. So get it, love it, play it. Let me know what you think about it.
PlayStation. Sweet. Check it out.
Yeah, a lot of fun. So, Amanda, do you have a fun list?
I do. So, you know, since we were just talking about the Avengers, I thought that I'd come up with a fun list about the Avengers. This is from some random website in the UK.
Our favorite kind of websites.
Yeah. The 10 things you didn't know about the Avengers. I tried to find a Doctor Who list, but not surprisingly, the Doctor Who lists are boring.
Like 10 things fans want from Doctor Who's 50th anniversary? That one's on TV Sauce.
Man, lots of sauce.
There is. It's UK. They like sauce. Like they look like Tapatio hand jobs.
Ooh. That sounds painful.
Anyway.
Like it's Bernie.
I'm gonna try it. I'll brave it out for us.
All right, don't get in the pee hole, it'll burn.
Yeah. Oof. I'm gonna mix the semen with the sauce.
Ooh, that's a spicy meatball.
Then put it on your burrito.
on a taco.
Continue.
What's what are you saying, Amanda?
Oh, is it my turn now?
It is.
Oh, okay. Because I've
been talking so much, we had to keep interrupting.
Since I've been sitting here, it's been so long. But I can talk now?
Can.
Okay.
Women have rights. You can talk.
Top 10 things you didn't know about the Avengers. Pepper Potts was not in the original script.
Oh, shit.
Joss Whedon didn't want to divert away from the main plot of the Avengers, but Robert Downey Jr. insisted because he wanted Tony Stark to have more depth to him. And apparently Pepper Potts is the only reason that Tony Stark is a person.
Well, so much for Joss Whedon wanting more women in his movie. Wants a Pepper one.
Number two, Avengers was going to be 3.5 hours long, and they cut it down somehow.
Oh, yeah, we knew that, though. It was all Captain America. Excuse me, it was all Captain America crap, right?
Yeah.
Like him adjusting?
Pass. I'm going to go punch this punching bag for 10 minutes.
And then carry another one over my shoulder.
I need your cap.
He needs to throw his shield more. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
He never throws it, does he?
Like once at the very, when the alien fight, I think.
Isn't that what he does?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Move, right?
That's his, that's his jam.
It's pretty cool when he reflects Iron Man's heat blast at people. That's kind of cool.
That was kind of cool.
But that's more Iron Man being cool and Captain America just being in the way.
Conveniently.
Anyway, what's next?
Number three, it was the first Marvel movie to make $1 billion.
It's a lot of money.
Yep. So I imagine Avengers 2 is going to have a lot to live up to. Number four, apparently Mark Ruffalo needed Edward Norton's blessing to become the Hulk. Not that he needed it, but apparently Edward Norton did give him his blessing, though. They're friends, though, so, I mean, it's not, a huge deal. I don't know.
Are they the kind of friends that watch each other masturbate, or are they just, hang out every once in a while kind of friends?
They're like Eskimo brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
they don't mention that.
Because there's varying degrees of friendship.
They built a bridge, if you know what I mean.
Okay. Golden Gate.
They built the Golden Gate.
Oh, yeah.
They've been to the bridge together.
I like it. Were they wearing Hulk hands while they did it?
Just bumping each other the whole time.
This is not a very informative list, Amanda. We have questions.
Well, I'll take it up with them. All right, number five. Jeremy Renner trained with Olympic archers in order to prepare for his role as Hawkeye.
That would explain why he's so amazing. Is he going to be in the next Olympics in the archery competition?
He better be, since he trained with Olympians.
Oh.
With his trick arrows with the punching glove on it?
Yep.
How did they even find the Olympian? I can't even name an Olympian that isn't Michael Phelps. Or Dan and Dave. Remember those commercials?
For the Reebok commercials for the 92 Olympics?
What the fuck? Dude, they're the best athletes in the world. I don't even know their names. Isn't that terrible?
That's sad.
That is sad. How many Olympians can you name? Nancy Kerrigan, maybe?
You should probably be able to name quite a few. Usually on every Olympic year, everyone becomes an expert on curling and all these bullshit sports, and then 4 years to go by where you don't care about them.
Yeah. Well, you could just walk into a Home Depot and you're going to find some Olympic athlete. That's where they all work.
Oh.
If the Home Depot commercials can be believed.
Yeah, I just feel terrible. I can't name more Olympians. Anyway.
Christy Yamaguchi?
There you go.
It's racist.
Yeah.
Why?
Got Apollo Ono.
I don't know.
We went Dancing with the Stars.
Who was the one girl with the face that wasn't impressed that had all those memes?
I don't know.
She's one of the gymnasts, Michaela something.
Yeah.
She's one of the gymnasts. Yeah, that was a pretty
smart. It was Michaela.
That was funny. Continue. What's number six?
Marina Baccarin, Jessica Lucas, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead all screen tested to play Colby Smulders' part as Agent Maria Hill.
Wow.
Marina Baccarin, she's the girl from V and Firefly and Homeland.
Oh, yeah.
She's I thought we all knew who Marina Baccarin is. How do you not remember old, who she though, is? She's I don't know. I don't know. I think she looks fine.
She does look fine. In fact, I've seen her naked a couple times in Homeland.
not enough. That's in season one, though.
Yeah. She gets naked in season two, I think.
I don't think she does.
Yeah, when Uncle Mike comes over. Ooh, Uncle Mike.
I think she may have been in a bra, because every time, like, Jamie knows, I'm like, oh, she was in blah, blah, blah. She's like, oh, your girlfriend got naked in this episode.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she got naked in season two.
Jessica Lucas, like, cuts her face with broken glass in Evil Dead. It's so awful.
Gross.
It is, like, cringy gross. Like, I mean, I think I made that noise in the theater.
It does not like sound
good. Yeah, like, from her mouth. She cuts her mouth, like, all
the way through. Stop talking. Stop talking. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, sorry, that's pretty weird. This is good.
Oh, it was bad.
Anyway.
That's why I haven't watched Evil Dead, and I never will.
Yep. No, I'm with you. I will never see that movie, and I'm okay with it.
It was
anyway.
Run your side, Amanda. Except Justin, he's gross.
Yeah, he's
code weird. Word for the Avengers movie was group hug.
Yeah.
Boy.
I like it.
How cute. Also, the film was shot in 92 days, which I don't know if that's a lot or a little. What say you, amateur filmmakers?
Well, they did, to put it in perspective, Amazing Spider-Man 2, just when they wrapped last month, they were on their 102nd day of shooting. But okay. but they shot in New York, so they had to close down streets, and so they had limited access. So 92 days isn't a S ton.
Okay.
Do I want to click on this?
Just click it.
No.
Just do it.
Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah, you don't want to click that.
No, it's fine. It's
nope. Not doing
it's a fake face. They didn't use CGI face. In the movie. It's a fake face.
Not doing it.
Just do it.
Oh, I did it.
Oh.
Don't click it, Amanda. Be stronger than the two of us.
I'm not even looking at it.
You're better than us.
Yes.
Number 9. Nick Fury was actually based on Samuel L. Jackson in the comic. So when they were casting Nick Fury, of course they asked Samuel L. Jackson first.
Wait, what?
The Ultimate's Nick Fury.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
I was about to say, like, wait, for a while. Did that in the 60s? Or
yeah. Little black baby.
Oh, sorry. No.
Kissed by a president.
The Ultimate's universe actually might come to an end. Ipso facto.
Yeah.
With
Galactus.
Galactus, yeah. And when people die in the Ultimates, they dead for real.
Yeah, they stay dead.
Mm-hmm.
And Galactus Galactus from the normal Marvel universe traveled over to the Ultimate universe and merged with the Ultimate Galactus.
Oh, so now they're like it's a double super, Galactus.
Super double juice.
It's a double meat combo.
Yeah. Galactus squared.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and get to my favorite one on the list, Amanda.
Finally, the Hulk's body was modeled on bodybuilder and stripper Steve Rom.
Who?
Everybody knows Steve Rom.
I'm not up to date on my bodybuilders.
I have no idea.
But you are up on your male strippers, though, right?
I know just that the only male strippers I know are Magic Mike and Sharknado Steve Sanders as a Chippendale. Which isn't really stripping, it's just a bow tie with no shirt.
Oh, yeah?
There's any penises flopping around on that?
No.
I think this is your kind of guy, though, Justin. Here, let me send you a photo real quick of them. It's penis free, so you can click on that link.
Speaking of penis free, the Hulk does not have a penis.
I think Amanda wins the award for greatest segue of all time.
why doesn't they have a penis?
They just didn't. They decided not to do it.
Oh man, when I'm watching like freaking.
Is that like a bonus number 11, Amanda? Or?
When I'm watching, when we watch
honorable mention.
All I do is stare at Adam, what's his name? Manhattan.
Mr. Manhattan.
Yeah, his big old blue penis is my Dr. eyes are Manhattan. Locked on it. I could stare
I thought at you him. Don't like penis.
Yeah.
You just don't like the word.
Me?
Yeah.
I like penis.
No, he doesn't like the female penis.
Yeah, I don't say the other word. Like the cat.
The cat.
The word cat. I don't like that word. Can't say it. It just sounds
weird. But he doesn't have a penis because they modeled like they modeled the Hulk, but they just decided not to do that part.
Well, wouldn't it be huge? I mean, it. You know,
I think the tip should be hanging out at the bottom of his shorts. I think that would be awesome, and everyone's just distracted by it. Even the bad guys that he's fighting just kind of.
They're like, is that what I think it is?
That would be cool. That's like his move. That's how he distracts people.
That's totally a Venture Brothers sketch. You got to send that to them.
Anyway, that's my list.
It's a damn fine list.
The best list I ever heard. Randy who?
He's hanging out with a truck driver right now.
Yeah.
It's happening.
About glory holes.
Yeah. I could see him making a glory hole out of his Han Solo and Carbonite. Like he just pretends he's Han Solo with a little.
I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There you go, Randy. If you listen to it, that's the part you have to report back to Justin and I. It's okay. He's not going to listen.
Let's do that. Let's make a glory hole out of the Han Solo and Carbonite.
Dude, I'm in. That's going into something. That's going to win the next thing I write.
We can even, get like the spray paint that washes off and have it be like the chrome color, the Carbonite color. That would be awesome.
I have a can of that in my garage right now.
Let's do it.
Sweet. I'm in.
We can go
fly back down
to the wharf in San Francisco and just kind of be like one of those human statues. Sweet. You got a game, right?
Oh, I have a game, yes. It's called Hulk Haikus. So these are haikus that the Hulk has written about his fellow Avengers. And I was lucky enough you passed them on to me. His only caveat was that I do a terrible Hulk impression when I read them. So I'm going to try to make good for the former Mr. Banner. Is everybody ready? What are we going to do? They're Hulk haikus. So these are haikus that the Hulk has written about an Avenger. And you have to tell me which Avenger it is.
Is it guess first or is it?
Whenever you know the answer, you just shout it out.
Okay.
All right. There's no rhyme, no reason. You know the answer on the first word, say it out. But once you've answered, you can't answer that haiku ever again. So pick your battles. So if you guess wrong, you're out of the round. Got it?
Is this current cast Avengers or?
There are a total of 10. So 7 of them were in the Avengers movie. And 3 of them are just random Avengers that hopefully you guys know, and I'm not just an asshole for making up douchebags.
Okay.
Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, let's try it out. We're gonna start with an easy one. So when you know it, just shout it out. Someone else will keep score. All right, let me Hulk up here. Hulk likes flying, man. But metal skin is no match.
Iron Man.
For Hulk. Okay. All right, I heard Justin first. Justin got one. If man can grow big, why he spends so much time small? Hulk like giant man.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man is right. Yeah. I was worried about that one. Sweet. All right. 1-1. Lightning, no scare, Hulk.
Thor.
Shit.
All right. Kyle again. Brother is a let me finish it. Brother is a puny god. Hulk will sucker punch. That's the same one for Thor. All right. Number 4. Why he Avenger? No real value to
speak. Hawkeye.
Aw.
Justin.
Captain America.
Justin got it. All right, here we go.
That was close. We can give that one to Amanda.
All right. Amanda, then.
I'm pretty sure I did hear her first anyway.
Oh, well, I had the recording.
I wonder me first.
All right. Amanda got it. Slept with her brother. She is nothing but bad luck. Magnet Man's daughter.
Scarlet Witch?
Scarlet Witch, yes.
Oh.
Justin, I ended up 2-2. Good thing she is hot.
Scarlett Johansson.
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
There you go. Justin got it.
That was close.
Good thing she is hot. If not, she'd be unemployed. Nice tits, no cut it.
Oh.
All right. Next one. Hulk no mess with him. He is one badass hombre. Hulk want eye patch too.
Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Okay. Justin, pulling ahead. All right. Poor little man. Get shot before big sequel. Never forget Phil.
Agent Coulson.
There you go. Justin. Yeah. I don't think anyone can catch him, but we got 2 more for fun.
Nerd.
Why his hair so gray? His sister is still real hot. Run, Pietro, run.
Oh, Quicksilver.
There you go. All right. And last but not least, Hulk no like Boy Scout.
Captain America.
Hulk no like Boy Scout. pretty birdie on his head. Next time, Hulk eats shield.
Did Kaibot beat me?
I think he did by like a millisecond.
That's fine.
Justin got 6, Kaibot 3, Amanda 1. So that was Hulk Haiku. I hope you enjoyed
playing.
I loved it.
We're going golf score on that one. So she did win.
Yeah, low score wins. So
he
Amanda
just said I won. Amanda won.
What?
Amanda won.
What?
She did. We did due to Geek Legacy random drug screening, I tested yours and Kyle's pee, and unfortunately both of you tested very highly for
taurine.
Yeah, for taurine. So,
is that what you did with my pee? I thought it was like the other thing we were doing.
Yeah.
Well, I do like to keep some in a jar for medicinal purposes, but I did test some of it. But that's my game.
I like it.
Anyone got anything else?
No.
Anything else?
I still think Scarlett Johansson should have counted. I'm just saying, you know, up for review, but...
You know what? I'll give it to you. You still lost.
I know.
The score is Justin 5, Kaibot 4, Amanda 1. As in the
Amanda
number 1.
Amanda was not on the tour.
As in I win.
As in each. Each knee, Sanchi. Go.
Kuju. Yep, so, well, I guess no one's got anything else, so thanks everyone for joining us for another exciting issue of the Geek Legacy Podcast. If you like what you heard, go ahead and rate us on the iTunes. You know, we definitely appreciate all of the good scores you give us. And pass the podcast along with your Twitter, Facebook, whatever social media you use. Get us some more people so we can put some more money in this podcast. We're rocking about $0 into it, so we'd love to put a 50-cent piece or maybe even a Sacagawea dollar into it. Make sure you like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Geek Legacy, and any questions, comments, concerns, or show ideas, email us at info@geeklegacy.com.